You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Whoa! Hour number three of the Sports Hangover. Counting down to our big announcement coming up on Wednesday at noon. And it's not that Jordan the intern's an official co-host of the show, even though he tweeted that. Yeah. Joey.
Never said I was a host.
Maybe Joey will have his own Twitter handle by then that Jordan will include when he says big announcement on Wednesday at high noon. I'm going to promise it'll be must listen to radio on Wednesday. I'll do my best to make it must listen to Wednesday. We have been having an interesting discussion. I'm going to call it discussion. I don't want it to be perceived as an argument. We can have differing opinions. That's what I love about the show. You'll agree with this, Jordan the intern. One of the things I love about the Sports Hangover is you will always have an opinion here. And you will always be able to call and give your opinion. I just may think you're wrong, but you will always have a place. I'm never going to call you stupid or anything like that or hang up on you or anything of that nature. As long as you're not inappropriate, it can get Joey fired. So, But it all started with we were playing Zion's Q&A, and we're going to get into that here in a little bit. Finish that because there's some great stuff that David Griffin said back on Friday that really stood out. And it was the excitement that you saw even Saturday in the court dedication in New Orleans East, in which he went and talked to people. Then he tweeted out, keep coming to me with the restaurant recommendations. And I'm like, man, if he can connect, it's just going to be incredible. I think no matter what happens in October, the first regular season game at the Smoothie King Center will be a sellout. Doesn't matter who it's going to be. But we do this every April. We always speculate or we love to discuss who should the Saints open the regular season with, right? And many a time we go, bring on those dreaded Atlanta Falcons. Game one. I want it. Game one. This year it's not.
You should be happy because it's going to be an automatic loss because we've been on a losing streak.
Okay. Well,
past four
years. They got to snap it. 4 years. Kenny Vaccaro was a rookie. He's no longer with the team. That was the last regular season opening
chalk up
win.
L on that
2013. It's been a while. All right. So, point is, so maybe because of that, I'm like, you know what? Come on. I'm just thinking. I'm sitting at the offices at TNT. ESPN, NBA, in New Jersey, right? New York, wherever they are. I'm making the schedule. Who's the first game? Got Zion Williamson in his NBA debut. I mean, to me, the number one storyline probably going into the season with KD out. Now, yes, we've yet to see where Kawhi goes. Where's Kyrie go? But the Lakers trade for Anthony Davis. I mean, Vegas has them as the winner right now, or the overall favorite to win the championship. If you thought the amount of stories, headlines, first takes, party interruptions, national shows based around LeBron and the Lakers was last year, it's going to double this year. Period. Zion, in 4 days, has had a tremendous impact in New Orleans. Ticket sales, merch. I went to a local store this weekend. Wife wanted some new sneakers. I meandered over to the athletic apparel sector. It's gone. I mean, there's nothing. The only thing remaining in three stores that I saw this weekend are Anthony Davis jerseys. Regular shirts, ball caps. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, my dad went Thursday,
yeah.
And he went to five different stores, and he found only, like, one fishing shirt that had a Pelicans logo on it.
And he was looking for polos.
Yes.
So, he's had an impact. So, I'm looking at it from a business standpoint, rating standpoint. It's Lakers-Pels. Now, most of the people kind of start to turn their attention to the NBA because you have college football, NFL, Christmas. A lot of people have argued that's when the regular season should actually start, that week, right? Christmas Day, there's a handful of games from early morning or late morning to late at night. And it's become a big day. They've got sort of like the NFL took over Thanksgiving. You got games all throughout the day, including at night. Saints Falcons, right? Kind of the thing now. Look, I hear you. So I get that that could be a matchup. And I do. Maybe it's the second matchup between these two teams. Brian and Jordan arguing that should be the day for the first matchup. I've argued. No, now you're shaking your head.
You don't even think it should be the first matchup? I never said that Christmas should be the first matchup.
I thought you agreed when Brian said that.
No, I was just being like.
Because you said they'd be more ready.
No, I was saying that it would be nice to have one of the games on Christmas.
Okay.
But not the first matchup.
Not the first. You're against Lakers Pels game one. I'm absolutely for Lakers Pels game one. Because I do think the amount of storylines actually helps that it's not just about Zion and his performance. You went on in hour number two to try to make your case and plead your point that you were worried that the team wouldn't be ready. To which I countered, there's more players that have played together in this team than there are in the Lakers. They got five players in a contract right now. They don't even have a team yet to field. Both teams are going to have the same amount of time to try to come together, quote unquote, and be ready. I say, bring it on. You got the Beignet boys facing their old teammates. All the attention and storylines of LeBron and AD. And even if you want to throw in Kyrie or Kawhi, whoever goes on over there. No one's expecting the Pels to win the championship this year. Everyone's expecting. I actually think it helps. You go out and play ball. You're not expected to win. But it will draw eyes. On a Tuesday or a Wednesday to start the regular season, chalk in the middle of the college football and NFL season. That's the goal. That's why I said absolutely game one. Bring it on. Now you're hoping it's not at L.A., but as you look at it, is game one Raptors and Bucks? You don't like it. You say Raptors Sixers. I'm saying Raptors Bucks, Pels Lakers, that doubleheader, ratings through the roof on a Tuesday. Ratings through the roof. Now you shaking your head. Go ahead and present your argument. 800-998-1003. I gave you a couple of reasons why. Restate your reasons why, and we can see. Right. Who gets the response?
So first off, I don't think the Pelicans should play the Lakers opening night because just of the amount of pressure that the Pelicans already have on themselves and on Zion to kind of repair what happened last season, and now Anthony Davis is coming back into your home, and now you're sparking that whole debacle all over again, and I just don't think. I mean, as it's good for ratings, of course, but I don't think it's good for either team for them to play first. And then starting off the game at the beginning of the season, I mean, you say that the Lakers don't have anybody to prove, but 2 weeks ago you were telling me that it doesn't matter now that they have Anthony Davis and LeBron James, they could get whoever they want. But I have yet to hear a single all-star player or role player that said they want to go to the Lakers. So if it's only LeBron and Anthony Davis, I don't see that being an intriguing matchup. And if it's just a bunch of other, like the same exact roster that they have right now, I don't find that entertaining. So I would much rather push it back a couple weeks. That way you could get both teams to figure out how the style of play that each one wants to present and how they want to go about their play style throughout the season. And then once you get to that point, now you have two solid teams that know how each other, they know how each other plays, and then you can come together and make for a pretty interesting matchup while also kind of getting the ratings up, previewing it throughout ESPN, NBC, TNT, all those different stations. And I feel like if you had more time to get players prepared, I think it would be a much better matchup and a much more pleasing game to watch.
I think your argument will have more merit if you didn't face the team multiple times a season. The fact that you face the team multiple times a season, you're going to face them multiple times a season.
You face every team multiple.
You face the East twice.
Yeah,
occasionally
multiple
you may
times.
Only face them once. And then you face your Western Conference mainly four times. Occasionally one or two those teams
but
are only three times.
That matchup against the Lakers is going to be the first matchup is going to be the one that matters the most.
Why? Why not the one in April or in May? Or in March, are you going to face them? Because, so if you face the because, if you face the Lakers
because that's the
in
whole,
March or April, that's not going to matter more than the
no,
first
because,
matchup?
No, because that's the
illogical.
First. That, no.
What if there's a playoff?
No, it's not. Because,
okay, so what if there's a playoff spot on the line?
Then it matters. Then it matters. But I'm saying that first matchup is the one that's going to matter the most from a viewership standpoint.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, timing and what's dependent on it is what matters. That's what makes it matter. Which is why I'm telling you it was
yeah,
matter.
But this is
to,
if,
the first
if the whole standings is it's the story.
I'm trying to
if
get
it's
you
the storyline that
you're,
you want,
you're
then
giving
the first
me
match.
A reason for them to not play because you think they're not going to be ready.
I said both teams aren't going to be ready.
So you're fearful of a bad game.
Yes, I think it would be.
But again,
I want an interesting game.
You're basing fear. So
no.
So you're telling me what team in your mind will be ready to go game one?
I don't think any
in
team,
the NBA.
I don't think any team is
so
going to be
ready. So why
are they
televising game one?
You have to televise a game.
Okay, bingo.
So, but why would you make it your first one when both teams aren't
because
fully
prepared?
Because
you want intrigue. The Monday night matchups to open the season, the Thursday night game, they've been billed to be marquee games, right? Nobody's ready. The Saints have lost the first game. wouldn't you agree to your point? They play better later?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they've still been a part of some pretty big games early, and the NFL still does it.
So
no one's expected to be great. No one's championship caliber game one. No one. Plus,
you want to see one of the biggest, the most anticipated matchup be game one?
What do you think is going to happen? That they're going to shoot air balls? LeBron's going to dunk against the glass? What are you talking about? How is it not entertaining? Okay, define entertaining to me. What's entertaining? What would make you watch a game?
110 points.
110 points.
Overtime.
Okay. You don't think they're going to do that? You don't think they're going to score over 100 points?
No. I think they'll score like 90, but I don't think they're going to score over 120, 115.
Over under 10 dunks that make highlights.
They're not going to be. It's under. It's going to be under.
Under 10 yeah. dunks in that game.
Yeah. Well, highlight.
Highlight dunks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Because they're out of shape.
No, because it's Zion's first game. You think he's going to go up and want to posterize Anthony Davis?
Yes!
No.
Absolutely.
No.
You don't think AD wants to dunk on him? You don't think they want to do an
alley-oop
and get going?
But why would Zion want to dunk on AD? He has no displeasure against Anthony Davis.
Do you realize how you've gone and now psychoanalyzed the play of sport based on whether or not I like you or not, or you have a feeling or a thought.
You just said that Zion wants to dunk on AD, which I don't think he wants. I mean,
Of course he does. He'll dunk on anybody and everybody.
Yeah,
he wants to play, but he's not going to go out of his way. Jackson Hayes, the night of the NBA draft, says, you know what I do? I block shots and dunk on people. You think he has ill will towards people?
You're making it sound like Zion has ill will against.
Who cares if he says it or not? Cam Jordan comes out on draft day, and the second an Atlanta Falcon is drafted, he goes, fresh meat. Is it bad? What are you worried? Why are you so scared? This is the real story of the day for me. Why are you so fearful?
I just don't want to see it game one.
Why are you fearful?
Because when the schedule comes out, that's all we're going to hear about.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear
that bad?
I'm tired of.
How is it bad?
Because I'm tired of hearing about it.
What are you tired of?
I'm tired
of
hearing
about
Anthony.
The fact that your team is relevant? The fact that you got a player that people want to go see
the
play?
The fact that it's not going to be about LeBron.
Guess what happens if they lose? It's not going to be about LeBron. That's my point. You have three former Lakers on there. You have the guy that was the number one pick in the NBA draft. You have the guy possibly going back to the city where he said, I've done all I could. You're going to have a hostile crowd. You're going to have a crowd. I mean,
and what if that
I'm
game isn't played in New Orleans?
Okay, still, you're going to have an LA crowd
same.
That's going to be going nuts.
Not the same.
Okay, my point, though, is there's still intrigue. If I'm a when I make a movie as a producer, and we sit there and we're about to get something greenlit, one of the first things that's discussed, one of the things that's ever talked about is, what can I bring there, right? So it's your cast, whether it's a star, whether it's location, what it is, right?
Yeah.
So we just talked about a handful of storylines and principal actors that will get you to tune in.
Okay, yeah, so you're bringing up the whole producer aspect, and I'll bring it to a movie standpoint. So there's a whole chart, and there's a whole chart on how a movie plays out. There's the beginning, and you start the starting point mm-hmm. of the movie. Mm-hmm. You don't see a starting point of the movie being the climax, because then you lose your viewership. You're not going to have a climax at the beginning of a season. You're just going to go downhill from there. So why not start it later in the season, have your climax then?
Your point is so ridiculous.
No, it's
right
not
now.
Because why
you're
would
telling me
why would
be
you
lack
put the,
of interest because the one marquee, because you're making it seem like it's the one marquee game of the entire year. It's the start of the season.
Yeah, but
when there's excitement
that's
and people
the
want to
marquee,
tune in.
That's the marquee game of the year.
Of the year.
Yes.
The first meeting with the Pels and Lakers, that's it. No other game matters out of
no,
80
I'm saying,
plus games.
No, I'm saying
in the NBA.
Saying, that's the most intriguing to everybody. Is the Pels and the Lakers.
No. In the entire NBA season?
Yes.
Oh my.
I'm not saying that's the only one. I'm saying that's the biggest one. Yes, give me the other.
No.
Give me it then.
You're telling me another one. Only game that matters in the
no,
NBA.
No, I'm saying like one that people are looking
okay.
forward to, not the one.
The entire NBA, not Celtics not, fans, Magic fans.
Okay, yeah. Tell
Hawk
me,
fans.
Tell me who they.
I'm just
tell
saying,
me. Tell
look,
me what's going to bring the most
point,
viewership
to them.
No, but
that's
your
the
whole
only
thing
game
was,
that matters.
Your whole thing was viewership.
Right?
Tell me which one's going to bring
nationally.
More viewership. Yeah. Tell me which one's going to bring more than the Pelicans and the Lakers.
Which is why you're kicking off the season with it. You're tipping off the season with it.
You don't start off a movie with the main character dying.
Okay. No, let's just wait in the middle of the year when no one's paying attention.
Why wouldn't? Didn't you say the middle
exactly.
of the season once football season's over?
Because the games matter in terms of standings. I'm trying to say the season starts, you want people to pay attention. You're trying to get me to believe that because a game matters more, you wait and you don't do it initially.
Thank you, Bokash, on Twitter.
That's 800-998-1003. We got battle lines drawn. Whose side you're on this? And if it's not the Lakers, who should they start the season with? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
The Home Depot is making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Nothing hurts my mom, that she showed anyway. She'd always say, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But she thought that meant she had to do it on her own. We were trained to help others, but there's strength in finding help for yourself too. We're in this together. Even the toughest of us might not know where to go to get a little support.
Encourage women who have served to learn more about the VA care and benefits they've earned. The VA Women Veterans Call Center connects veterans with personalized information on VA services that can make a difference. Call 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov. 1-855-VA-WOMEN. Or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Boca says, I got to agree with Jordan. 80's first game back in the blender's a huge draw in terms of wrestling equivalency. Don't book that for Raw. That's got a main event as in SummerSlam.
Thank you.
800-998-1003. Looking for who you think the Pels should start the regular season with. I'm going Lakers. Bring it on. It's the most storylines I can think of to start the season nationally and for them. Jordan says, you throw it in later, whatever. I'm trying to understand your philosophy. It doesn't make sense to me. Year for later, I'm saying, why not start it now?
Because I don't want all my chickens.
Name two other teams that you want to go. Stop with it.
I don't want all the chickens in one all my chickens in one basket.
Let's
and then
just
they
wait.
Just get
you
rid
said
of them.
Week five. Like, what does it matter? 5 weeks into the season, before the All-Star break, when many people outside of NBA fans pay attention, they're going to pay attention to Christmas Day, which is what Brian said. You play that first matchup on Christmas night. I agree. That's awesome. In terms of, I think it's a marquee game they'll play there. But I also think the opening night and opening week is just as big. The NFL separated a day from the starting weekend because they thought it was that big. And they made it a marquee event and matchup. It's concerts. It's an event. It's on Thursday night, not Sunday. So the start of a season is big. The NBA in the past has put together or put teams that people want to see.
Saints.
And for that.
Saints aren't playing the Rams, so.
I hear you. But a lot of people thought it could be.
But it's not.
Okay. Because there are other storylines to it. In the 100th anniversary of the NFL, the Bears and Packers.
What was the biggest storyline last season?
Okay, you're not listening.
No, I am listening. Because what was the biggest storyline if you want ratings? If it's all about the ratings, as you say. What is the biggest storyline?
This season is different because the NFL is celebrating the one. It is. You can disagree with me all you want. Read the press release. The reason they picked the Packers and Bears isn't because of the best storylines. It's because of the history of the league.
And that's going to get the most viewership. That's going to get the most viewership.
800-981-003.
It would be the Rams and the Saints getting the most viewership.
Okay. Well, again, you're presenting my argument.
No, but
you're presenting my argument.
I'm trying to because you're contradicting
yourself.
No, I'm
not.
You don't have sport.
Your argument is based on fear that they're going to lose. That was in hour number two. Now you've turned it into, well, I would rather it later because it'll be better.
Yes. Well, no, because I'm saying it because you said that why would you play the Bears and the Packers? You're saying that you want to see the Bears and the Packers because it's the 100-year anniversary.
I didn't say that. That's the NFL because they're the two most
historic teams. Yeah, but you're okay with that. Why wouldn't you? The league has a reason on why they do it.
All right.
If you're saying it's all about ratings.
Yes, and storylines.
Shouldn't it be the Rams and the Saints?
Again, I hear you. They didn't do it based on another reason. The NBA isn't celebrating the first two teams that have played. I'm talking about this year. Why wouldn't you put what clearly to me is the top storyline or a top storyline?
Everything hasn't been settled into place. Kawhi could be the top. Kawhi leaving after winning a championship could be the storyline.
Okay.
Him going to the Clippers. Clippers against the Raptors would be the first game.
Lakers at Pels followed by whoever at the Clippers. Next.
It could be Toronto 76ers game
one. Toronto 76ers game one, Pels Lakers game two. Next.
No.
Why not? Give me some other story. What is another storyline that would have as much national intrigue?
Knicks Nets.
Knicks and the Nets?
Yeah.
No one in New York's watching Knicks and Nets. Come on. Now we've gotten on Twitter. R.J. Barrett and the Knicks against the Pels.
That's what
We've gotten Ja Morant and Zion in game one. At least we got some suggestions. You can't even give me suggestions.
Houston and L.A. Chris Paul against, you know, LeBron, his banana boat buddy.
Okay. You could argue that's a team with dysfunction and even back and they can play.
Yeah, both teams dysfunction.
All right.
There's a lot out there.
No.
Yes,
No. You're trying to find them. Let's not say there's a lot.
The Bucks and the Rockets.
Bucks and the Rockets?
Yeah, James Harden and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Give me the Bucks and the Raptors.
No.
No, why not? They only played in the conference finals. Milwaukee only blew a 3-1 conference lead. Right?
It wasn't 3-1.
800-998-1003.
I think actually Milwaukee only won one game.
Okay. Zion Williamson in that presser, we played most of it earlier in the show. This is the part of the conference that David Griffin was starting to tell us a little bit about maybe how this team's going to be constructed in the future. Give a listen.
Andrew Lopez, the Times-Picayune. Griff, I know you can't talk about some of the moves that you've made already, but ideally, how would you like to have this team built with Zion and Drew?
So I think because we're efforting other deals, it's hard to really speak about what it looks like ultimately. But the idea behind it and the philosophy behind it is all very much designed around Alvin Gentry's system and the way Alvin and his coaching staff want to play and the way that they envision Zion interfacing with the rest of those pieces. Again, Drew is a player that can do equal damage on both sides of the ball. He can play with or without the ball, so there's a lot of versatility there. And I think throughout the roster, you've seen that there's a great deal of versatility. It's something that we're putting a premium on. Two-way players that are able to both create and terminate plays. You need a really healthy balance of both, but I think the way we're structured gives us the best opportunity to take advantage of both Zion's gifts, but the rest of the fit of the team working so well with the pace that Alvin and his coaches want to play at, and in particular the style they want to play at. You know, it's really easy to build to a team when you know that your coach understands the offensive side of the ball. Now, oftentimes you have to go find people who can manufacture offense. We don't need that. So what we've done is we've put a lot of the emphasis on finding people who can play defense like Zion loves to do, to play defense like Drew loves to do. So then we get out in transition and take advantage of those gifts as opportunities to score. But we didn't need to find offensive players. We needed to find people who could defend at his pace. And so that's been a big focus of what we do, and it's a big part of why Zion's such a good fit with us.
Garen.
That is such a tremendous answer in that it really tells you the DNA that they're trying to build this team moving forward. Did you hear what he said there? For starters, again, it's another reaffirmation that Alvin Gentry is his guy. They're going to be drafting or signing players that fit his system. And that they both feel, or he feels, that that system will yield scoring. I like what he said there. We need to find guys that can play defense and then can get out and run. If you listen to Zion on Thursday and Friday, he kept saying it. He loves to play defense. When he was asked about who's the player you grew up that you idolize over, he said Michael Jordan because he was an assassin on offense and defense. He referenced the fact that Michael Jordan was as good a defender. Try he enjoys shot blocking, giving the energy to go all the way into that corner and shot block a three-point attempt, not just block shots in the paint. That's what's remarkable to me. And I love David Griffin saying, look, that's where the DNA is. Find people that can run Gentry's system. Find people that can play defense. And then you go from there. Quick break. We'll continue a little bit more. It's the Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003. Who you got? Pels and who? Pels and who to open up the season? I got Lakers. Jordan says anybody but the Lakers. Save that for a later date. Who do you have? I've seen Memphis. I've seen New York. I seen Clippers. I got another one a little bit ago. Houston. Bring on the Rockets again, like last year. Who'd you like to see them open up against?
Let's just take a couple weeks bye.
A couple of weeks as a bye?
Yeah.
Just not play any games?
Yeah.
Everybody else play? So instead of 82, just play like 50?
Mm-hmm. And just count those as wins for us.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Grinder, I'll
driver.
The Gabry Law Group handles wrongful death cases, cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gabry Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gabry and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
$10,000 for clunkers and junkers. $10,000 for any trade. Home of Clayton Homes. Trade in your old mobile home or anything with the title, regardless of the condition. Does your old mobile home rust, leak, or mold? We will take it for $10,000. Trade it in for something clean, neat, and new. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check us out on Facebook.
Pain or no pain, your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. If wisdom teeth come in properly and meet the right conditions, they are generally safe to keep. But left unchecked, they can put you at risk for gum disease and damage to adjacent teeth. Some wisdom teeth grow in at such an angle that they never break through the gum, which can lead to tooth decay, cysts, and tumors. These impacted teeth can only be seen on x-rays, so the damage they may cause can go undetected. Some people just don't have enough room for another tooth in their mouth, so their wisdom teeth can affect adjacent teeth when they come in. This can make it difficult to chew, difficult to keep them all clean, and misalign your teeth. Not all wisdom teeth need to be removed, but they all do need to be monitored by an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. Find a surgeon near you for a complete examination. If your wisdom teeth do need to be removed, the procedure can be done in an office setting with minimal post-operative pain and swelling. Your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. Find your local oral and maxillofacial surgeon at myoms.org.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ, smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Big announcement coming up on Wednesday at high noon. And it's not that Joey just celebrated. What did you do for your 60th birthday over the weekend, Joey?
He's Jello.
Ate Jell-O. I made some berry blue Jell-O for Carver over the weekend.
You're a joke.
Well,
he likes Jell-O. Why am I a joke?
I doubt he likes Jell-O. I'm pretty sure you just ate
I promise Jell-O. You he likes Jell-O. I promise he likes Jell-O. I like black cherry Jell-O. That's my favorite.
Well, I put some extra in the Jell-O. It's kind of a shot.
You made a Jell-O shot? Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing that since I'm six.
Huh? 800-998-1003. Papa, at ESPN Radio NOLA.
Papa Kleber.
Uh-huh.
I'm disappointed in him.
Why?
I'm with Gus. Play ball.
Thank you.
Well, whatever. It's 4-2 now.
Whatever.
I'm leading.
No, you're, like I said.
You have Kleber and Papa. And Kenny.
May the Almighty help you later on in the week, and you know why.
It's not going to happen.
If it does, it will be an epic Thursday opening segment. Just letting you know.
Yeah, it can also go the other way for me.
It can. I highly doubt it, but it can. But if it does. But
what if it goes as a tie?
There's no tie.
Yes, there is a tie.
No, there's no tie.
What if one of them says it and the other one doesn't?
No, there's no participation trophy in arguments. You either win or you don't the argument.
No, but we're carrying over these stats. These
what stats? There are no stats.
Yeah, because I'm counting each one. You have two. I have four people that agree with me.
The job of the league is to get people to tune in to watch. Correct?
Yes.
Do you agree with me on that?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so I've asked you to provide with me bigger storylines than what happened this past off season in summer. Because that would be the teams that you would, you know, want on the air.
Obviously, but I don't want to see that coming out starting the season. I don't have a reason for it. I just don't want to see it.
So why would you tune in on Tuesday or Wednesday to start the NBA season? Are you going to watch?
Absolutely, I'm going to watch.
Based on?
Game of Thrones.
Because it's the
over.
Beginning of the NBA season. We have Zion Williamson.
I'm looking forward to... Okay, you live in Tupelo, Mississippi. You don't own a team.
Okay.
Or you're not in the city of a team. Now, there may be Pels fans, there may be Hawks, whatever. I'm just... If you didn't cover or lived in the city where the Pels are here, why would you tune in to watch? Matchups?
Okay, but why are you going to tune
in? Would you tune in to matchup? I mean, would you say,
I would tune
like,
in the matchup.
Okay, so,
well, so the reason why I said the Knicks and the Nets is because the whole thing with Kyrie Irving.
Okay, Kyrie Irving could be there.
So, yeah, those two are battling. I mean,
okay, so it's a matchup. It's a storyline.
Yeah.
Something that's juicy, sexy.
No, right? I said Kawhi.
Okay, Kawhi to the Clippers.
If he stays, Kawhi against the Clippers, if he goes to the Clippers, and if Kawhi stays in Toronto, mm-hmm. then I would say 76ers, okay. Toronto, because it went to Game 7, Kawhi hit the buzzer beater,
okay.
and he sent off Joel Embiid mm-hmm. crying okay. into the locker room. So those are the two marquee.
Okay, it was a storyline. So those are nice reasons. You're giving me reasons, finally. Okay. None of that trumps AD storyline.
Obviously not, but I don't want to see that. Like, those are your appetizers to your main course.
Okay. Brian's argument, a part of his argument, was the best player in the league being LeBron, right? Lakers got the trade that they wanted for AD. You have Coach over the weekend saying that's a haul, folks. Bleep, yeah. Zion. I mean, the amount of storylines, segments, production value, it's not even close.
Well, now, wouldn't you like to see how the teams are shaped up after, let's say, 15 to 20 games?
You're assuming that the teams are going to get better.
No, but now I'm – no, look.
You're assuming that.
But now let's say 15 to 20 games in. They both have the same exact –
What if somebody gets injured? Game 4.
Okay.
What if they're not good? And what if they get worse?
Okay.
Either team.
They'll still be an
How is it going
matchup.
To – you're assuming the matchup's going to be better than it's going to be in game 1 when you actually have pretty much an even slate. Nobody's played before, and it's the first time for everybody in a competitive value. Right? To which I would then say, if you have that fear, which you did in hour number 2 in your argument, you did. We can go back and play the tape. You were afraid of the national storylines and what's going to be said. And what if we lose? You're going to hurt him in his career. Mind you, they get played at Duke. The guy couldn't wait to play UNC. The guy wants to play in the big stage. Yet you're afraid that he's going to face LeBron and AD. You just sat here last week and tried to convince me last Monday as to why the Lakers deal was so good. Because we hurt the Lakers. They can't sign anybody and all of that.
Well, it sounds like you're on my argument for that other argument.
Okay, but my point is, with that said, when you look at the Pels roster right now, you could pencil in a starting 5. You can pencil in some bench. They pretty much – how many players do the Lakers have in a contract many players do they have?
Five. I know what they have.
Five.
I'm the one who was trying to convince you.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Last week.
So what makes you think the Lakers will be ready to go faster than the Pelicans?
But that,
they don't even have a team
that
right
makes
now.
Me ask the question, why do you want to see that matchup if they
because
only have
LeBron and AD? Absolutely. That's not enough.
It's not gonna be interesting.
You don't think that's interesting?
No, I
think it's the whole. Okay,
honestly, I think
really,
the Pelicans would smoke them.
Why does Vegas have them as the favorite then? If it's just them, true or false?
Because they think
true
or
false.
Add
who's the favorite right now?
The Lakers.
Okay,
because they think,
but they don't have other pieces.
They think,
but they don't have other pieces yet, right?
I know that. Yes,
their favorite,
which they're not going to get other pieces
off of just those two right now.
No, they're doing that. No. They're
don't know me. Yes,
no,
that's
they're doing
exactly
that because
why.
They figure that they're going to pick up other role pieces.
Pieces that you told me they can't really get anybody worth
and
a
they're
darn.
Not.
So why are they favored to win the title?
Because that's just based off of...
Uh-huh. It's coming.
Role player. Who they're going to
really?
Get.
You think Vegas is taking in money on them winning the title because of role players?
Obviously because Anthony Davis and
say
LeBron.
Say it again, a little louder.
Obviously because of Anthony Davis and LeBron, but they're not going to do it by themselves.
We will, and we have 81 other games to find out if that happens. Game one is what I'm saying. If you think that people don't want to watch the first game LeBron and AD play, I don't know what to tell you then. And if you're going to pair them up against an opponent, I can't imagine a better opponent than the Pelicans. I mean, I'm like, bring it. There, here, anywhere.
No, not there.
Why?
Why would you want it there?
No, I'm with you. I'd rather it here. I told you that, and then you poo-pooed it.
That'd be stupid to have it there.
Well, it's the bigger market.
Yeah, well, it's the late game. It's going to be there because...
Well, it's the late game would be my
only
reason.
They're
going to be
like, oh, we need attendance, and we need to have the L.A. look like they used to be in
06. This is a sellout. Don't worry about it. I promise, especially if it's Lakers and Pels in game one. You're not going to get a ticket. It's going to be a joke.
I'll be there.
I got to credential you. Just remember that. Josh, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Thanks, Gus. Take my call. I think your point on injuries is big. I mean, if LeBron or AD or Zion gets hurt, how many millions of viewers are you going to miss out on 7 weeks later? I mean, I don't see the point. What you do is you take the Atlanta Hawks and the Pelicans and you put them during Christmas. Even if the records are bad, you have these young, talented teams. People are going to watch. People would watch two young, talented teams with 10 wins in Christmas and watch the Lakers and Pelicans in the first week. Mm-hmm. Then maybe the Knicks and the Nets. The Knicks and the Nets, they don't even have an all-star on their team. And you recommended that we open up the season with that? Are you kidding me? Come on. Two words, Jordan. Taco Fall, man. Come on.
What's wrong with Taco?
Hey, where did he get drafted, by the way, bud?
Honestly, I don't know.
Not drafted.
No, I think it was...
No, he wasn't drafted.
Was it Bol Bol that wasn't drafted, or was it... I think it was Bol Bol that wasn't drafted.
Go ahead. Just for you. Go ahead and look it up. I just want to see your reaction. 800-998-1003.
I'm pretty sure...
Go ahead. Meanwhile, over in L.A.
Celtics. He got full sign.
What did he sign?
A Celtics deal.
What kind of deal did he sign?
Yeah, he wasn't drafted.
Thank you.
An undrafted.
Thank you. King of SoCal is the headline. Two Kawhi billboards go up in L.A. They're trying to get the Clippers over there. There are other interesting storylines, there's no doubt. What are the Warriors going to look like with no Klay Thompson, no Durant? Do you want to watch that opening night? No.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's going to be a beating. Whoever they play.
I don't care.
Where's Boogie going, by the way? I'm surprised. You zero doubt.
I don't know. Hopefully,
zero options.
Hopefully to
Who's
Europe.
Who's picking up Boogie?
Europe.
No, somebody's going to sign Boogie.
He ain't going to be getting
Lakers?
$40 million.
You think he takes a discount?
I had a dream, actually, a couple nights ago that you were like, no, actually, it wasn't a dream.
What about here?
It wasn't exactly.
What
it wasn't
about
a dream.
Yeah, Boogie.
You
want Boogie?
No.
No?
You and Boogie? Jason Giles. Thursday.
Boogie.
Boogie.
Yeah.
When you about Boogie?
You want Boogie back or what?
No.
No?
I will take Taco Fall.
Let me tell you what.
You will take Taco Fall before.
What if the Pels pick up Boogie? Now would you want to see him against the Lakers?
No.
What if Boogie goes and plays with the Lakers now and you want to see him?
Look, I'll put it to you this way.
That hated Dell Demps the most take on the Pels.
Listen, I did a little 2K simulation yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I put Eric Gordon, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Boogie Cousins, all on the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I updated the Pelicans roster to what it is right now. Just so I could. So if that was the roster for the Lakers, I would 100% want to see it game one.
How is that any different?
Because now you have Lemonhead Eric Gordon, and you have. You know, the comeback, or what was it? The resurgence part two.
Yeah.
In Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
And now you have Anthony Davis with That's All Folks and joining LeBron, Instagram James. I would definitely want to see that game one. That's completely different. Now, you only have Anthony Davis and LeBron. If I have Lemonhead and I have Puma Man.
Let me get this straight. What makes it more watchable for you is the more talent the Lakers add rather than what the Pels can do.
No, the more they have players that hated New Orleans. That way we could just, like, destroy them.
So it's not enough, huh? Oh, no, well, now you're saying destroy.
No, I've already,
hour
I already
one,
said.
Hour one, you were fearful.
No, no,
hour
no,
two,
no.
You were afraid
I
for Zion's career
that
a loss early
hour.
Would hurt him.
I said,
now you want the Pels to take on more people
no,
that hate
but
the organization.
My whole argument's because if the Lakers go into the season with the same roster that they have right now, it's going to be a boring game because I think the Pelicans are just going to wax the floor with them.
Wax them. Which is, so you wouldn't, so again, you're making no sense.
I want to
so
see
you
an
don't
want to
see it. You don't think it's going to be interesting.
It was just Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
Just AD
now.
And LeBron, that's no. it. Again, you still can't give me a reason in why is Vegas, why are they picked to win it all right now. No one knows where anybody else is going.
Because it's just LeBron and AD.
Okay, that's not enough.
The number
boring
one player in the
you,
world
huh?
and the top five player
oh,
joining together.
Boring. Against a team he walked out on. Oh. Who wants to watch that? Now you had Boogie and Lemonhead. Now it's
I never
now
said
now
who wants to
watch
that. I will still watch it, but not the first game of the season. I don't want to see it the first game of the season. I want to see the fans come together, have a nice little winning streak underway.
Here
when things
go.
Get a little bit more
again,
on the line.
You're assuming
oh, you have a
10-game happens.
Winning streak. Now
oh,
you're playing
oh, now
the Lakers.
You're assuming a 10-game winning
I'm
streak.
I'm giving an example.
That is unbelievable.
I'm not giving a. Yeah. I'm not setting a precedent. I'm giving you an example.
There's three letters that form a word in assuming. Go figure that out during the break. Because that's your basic and logic
and
right now.
And that makes you out of... What is it?
You can't even think of that. Go write it down and you can come back with it. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
On the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
Locally owned and operated, Ruderman is looking for licensed plumbers, experienced drain cleaners, and plumbing apprentices to join our growing team. We offer full benefits including health, dental, long and short-term disability, paid vacation, and 401k. Ruderman is your local plumbing expert that provides full-service drain cleaning and plumbing repairs throughout the greater New Orleans area. If you're a licensed plumber, experienced drain cleaner, or looking to get into the exciting plumbing field by learning as an apprentice, Ruderman is the place for you. Contact Matthew today to join our dynamic team.
Call Matthew at 504-522-9536. Napa
Know-How. The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa Know-How.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
You know, before he introduced Zion Williamson, David Griffin spoke at the podium. And Jordan, you said this is one of your favorite sound bites.
And so Sharonda and Lee came downstairs. And we sat for about an hour and a half together talking about what it would look like to be a member of the Pelicans family. And we had the conversation that if you choose us, we choose you. And we choose the whole family because when we're raising a family, we're raising it together. And so Lee and Sharonda were very receiving of that message. I think Zion was as well. And I was really, really grateful that Noah and Tyreek could join us here today as well. The city will put its arms around all of us, but what we're going to do is love each other enough to tell each other what we need to hear. And Lee embraced that night. And what Lee told me that night was they chose us. And there was a bunch of media around the very next day, some of you will remember, that Zion was going to go back to school. He had wanted to go to another team. And all this media came up, and it was alarming, obviously, to someone in my position, because I'm trained to believe that when you sit in front of people, there may always be something else going on. So I reached back out to Lee and Sharonda, and I'm like, please tell me that's not true. And Lee was not a happy camper that I had to make that phone call. He said, did I not tell you, if you choose us, we choose you? I said, you did. He said, then what are we doing here? I tell you all of that to give you some understanding of exactly what Mrs. Benson says when she says Zion was raised the right way. These are people of their word. These are people that have been all about family from the very beginning.
That's incredible. What topped that was at the end of the press, everybody got up and doing the photo ops. Jordan, tell people what happened when Lee Anderson stood up back to the podium. There's photo opping going on.
He interrupted everybody for just a quick, 30 seconds, and he said that months before the lottery even took place, him and Zion had a private meeting that this has never been talked about publicly, that how nice it would be if Zion were to go to New Orleans and how that would just be the perfect fit for him to be. And then he said, like, God kind of made it all work out at the end of the day.
Sharif tweeted it.
Zion and I had this conversation about playing in New Orleans before the lottery. Nobody in the world knew that, but we had this conversation. I'm so thankful. I told him then that I thought this city would be a great place to go.
And then after that's when he said, and God made it all happen. I think that's such a powerful, you can hear the emotion in his voice. It matters and it means something. And we said this leading into it too, when what David Griffin was saying, we all knew and had to deal with the BS and baloney of, the bigger markets are better. I'm like, where? Did you see what happened over the weekend in New York?
Which is what you're going to get if you play LA the first
time. A reporter didn't get invited because he's been critical of James Dolan.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, that kind of speaks to who James Dolan is, because he kicked out somebody because he said, sell the team.
That's my point.
So, I mean, if he's hurt by words, then
the
story
over the weekend was R.J. Barrett walking in, which, by the way, they tweeted a video of when he walked in. They did the player intro of him, and it's overwhelming. They basically absolutely said it's your franchise. Here in New Orleans, you had a guy talk about family, say Drew Holiday was the face of this franchise.
And also saying that Zion isn't here to save this franchise or to kind of bond the relationship between the Saints and the Pelicans.
And you have it's an effort done on purpose. You see owner, Griffin, and the rest of his staff.
The whole
You've seen Trajan Langdon, Swin Cash, and David Griffin at all of the functions. The charity event on Saturday, the press conferences. You see his team. You see the people that he's hired all around along with the owner. And that's on purpose.
And what you couldn't see from what the Pelicans posted, behind the media seating and to the left of where I was sitting, there was the whole Pelicans marketing team, sales team.
Yeah.
There was a whole training staff. I think there was a few draft picks that were even sitting off to the side, a couple players. Everybody was out there. There was like 300 to 400 people. It was legit like a family because they even had Zion walking between them. Yes.
Everyone's apart.
And they had them
clapping. They included everybody.
Those people that you heard clapping, that was the marketing.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah. Everybody included it. It's not just about one person. But it is one of the reasons why I say they should face the Lakers and you're wrong. But we'll figure that out. We'll figure it out. Matt Moscone after further review is coming up next. Michigan and Vandy, game one. Who wins the series? I think Vandy sweeps.
Give me Michigan.
You're going Michigan.
Yeah, just to spite you.
You're not spiting me. You're just wrong. That's all. Forget big announcement coming up Wednesday at noon. We might remind you a little bit more tomorrow about it as well. Matt, you're up. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.